News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, later today, Facebook's Vice President for Global Affairs and Communications, Nick Clegg, will outline the company's plans for a metaverse and how it could reshape society. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent. I'm really excited about this metaverse. What's a metaverse?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Shane. And this is something that's quite literally from a sci-fi novel. In 1992, there was a book called Snow Crash that painted this picture of a different digital universe. And Mark Zuckerberg, being Mark Zuckerberg, has decided to take that on and make it a reality. What it is a virtual online space where you can meet people, hang out with your real life friends, go to gigs, and in the future, go to work, all from the comfort of your home.
Right. So you kind of virtually do everything.
Yeah, but it's more so at the moment we have virtual reality. I have the PS5 here beside me. I could put on a VR unit. I could play a game, go around as if I'm Spider-Man, but I'm very much within a digital world. This would see a crossover between augmented reality and virtual reality, and you would be able to go about your day-to-day life. There would be a new digital currency where you could buy products and services. You would be able to fully engage with whatever you're supposed to be engaging with. So say, for example, Shane, if you wanted to go off somewhere on a nice little break for yourself and then you still wanted to do the show, you could just bring your headset with you and you could pop it on and you'd still be able to see Kira. You'd still be able to see the producer through the glass. You'd still be able to do all the bits and pieces that you do when you're there, but you wouldn't actually have to get off your tush and go into the building.
Jess, my head is hurting a little bit. I'm trying to think about this.
I'm sorry, Shane, but look, Zuckerberg is saying that this is the reality. He is now making very, you know, clear statements saying that in the next 5 years, Facebook is not going to be a social media company. It's going to be a metaverse company. They own sub companies like Oculus and Horizon that are already sort of gateways and little sort of ways to get into the metaverse. But later on today, as you said, we're going to hear from Nick Clegg. He's going to paint this picture of why it's so great and why we should not be afraid to embrace it.
Okay. Oh, we were just talking about James Bond there earlier. It sounds like metaverse is the kind of the evil character that has been developed or something. I'm not convinced. There have been lots of talk though about Facebook being broken mm-hmm. up. Like, would that scupper plans for the metaverse?
I don't know. And it's really interesting timing. Any analyst from the US that I have seen writing about this has made that comparison between, you know, the antitrust hearings in the US, the thoughts of having to break up Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp because they have too much power. Imagine if we do get into a new digital universe and the president is Mark Zuckerberg. What does that mean? What would that look like? What would the consequences be for our privacy and so on? So I don't know how well it's going to go down. I think that the legislation and, you know, all of the political side of this could be what holds it back more so than the technology.
Okay, Jess Kelly, thanks indeed for that. Metaverse, it's not something you did in Leaving Cert Poetry or something.
I don't know if I did. Other kinds of verses maybe, but that, do you know what? This gives me the heebie-jeebies. The power these guys have now, it's like godlike. I don't like it. I don't want their metaverse. They can stick their metaphors where their...
Yes, Mr. Bond.
Where their visionary glasses don't shine.